Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 15. Proverbs, chapter 15. We'll read verses 14 through 21 together. We'll read this passage responsively. Proverbs, chapter 15, verses 14 through 21. Proverbs 15, verses 14 through 21. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is, than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. A wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. The way of the slothful man is as in a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly. I'll read one other verse to you. Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 6. A scorner seeketh wisdom, and findeth it not. But knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. And let's pray. Father, again, thank you for our church. Lord, thank you for the wonderful people that are here and the good spirit that's always here in our church. Lord, thank you for allowing us to have the Holy Spirit. Now, Father, please fill our preacher with your power. We stand before you needy. Lord, we've got a pretty destitute world out there, and they need us to get from you what you have for us so we could go out and do our best to change that world. Now, please use us and use our preacher tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
That was done very, very well. Thank you. I wish I could do that. You forget the words to a song, you just change songs. You can come back to it later on if you need to. Worked out pretty well, though. Almost looked like it's practiced that way. Tonight, I don't think I'll be long. To be quite honest, I never intended for this to be a sermon. I intended it to be a Bible study for myself. I call the sermon Understanding. Understanding. Many people think they have understanding. I don't think as many do have understanding as think that they do. Your Bible there, turn to Proverbs chapter 51 again. Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs chapter 15, verse number 21. We're going to look at a few verses here. Proverbs 15, verse number 21. The Bible tells us, folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding will walk uprightly. The word understanding there is a unique word. Understanding is one's mental skillfulness. Understanding, and listen to this very carefully, understanding is the ability to break something down into enough small parts that you grasp it. Understanding is the ability to break something down into enough small parts that you grasp it or you understand it. Now, in Luke chapter 2, verse number 47, it was said of Jesus that they were astonished at his understanding. Well, why not? There's nothing that Jesus could not break down into small parts. He understands it all. He's the one that put it all together. So I guess they would be astounded at his understanding. What is understanding? It's the ability to mentally separate things so you can grab a hold of them and do something with them. Again, a lot of people would consider themselves people of understanding. See, understanding makes knowledge usable. Understanding makes knowledge productive. Understanding makes knowledge practical. I know some people that have a lot of knowledge, but you can't understand anything that they say. I mean, they're very well educated, but they can't pass it on to anybody. They can't give it to anybody. They don't know how to make it, so they can't break it down so us common everyday dumb bunnies can use it. And what good does it do to be so smart that you can't help anybody, help anything, or you just got stuff up in your brain, but it's not doing any of us any good? Understanding, you see, is that ability to mentally separate things to make them usable. Remember, it's the ability to break something down into smaller parts so you can grasp it and make it productive. Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 6. Let me read a verse to you here. Proverbs 14, 6 says, "A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not, but knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth." Listen to the last part of the verse again. "But knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth." Here, God is telling us that knowledge comes easy when you understand. Now, you say, "Wow, that's an obvious." No, I don't think it is to many people. Young people, let me tell you something. We don't want you just to learn to read and write. We want you to understand the parts of speech. You'll be better at reading and writing if you can break reading and writing down into the smaller parts that make reading and writing successful. That's what understanding is. There's some of you, you can pass tests, but you don't have understanding. And so you're going to make it through high school, but you're not going to make it through high school with practical ability to succeed. Because all you did was accomplish a grade when we wanted you to learn to break it down into the small parts that helps you to grasp it and to actually know what you're doing. That's why with math, we want you to learn all your numbers, and we're going to teach you to add. We're going to teach you to subtract and multiply. Hey, the big numbers of life are going to mean more to you when you can break it down to the small parts that make it the big thing that it is. That's what understanding does for you. Knowledge is the facts. Understanding is comprehending the facts. And wisdom is using the knowledge with understanding so it becomes practical in life. Now, I'm done with that. But what I want to do is I want to give you some. I looked up some scripture. I was just one day. I was a little bit consumed about this thing of understanding. I was saying to the Lord, I want understanding. I just don't want to go through life and not understand things. I want understanding. And in my study, I found that there are some things that people of understanding, there's some qualities, if you will, that they possess. I'm going to quickly tell you about some of them. Like I said, not going to be an amazing thing, just a little private Bible study I did, but the Lord prompted me to teach it here tonight. So let me give you some things. I just call the lesson understanding. Number one, if you're a person of understanding, you're going to seek wise counsel. If you're a person of understanding, you're going to seek wise counsel. Let me read a verse to you. Very clear here. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 5 says this: "A wise man will hear and will increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels." Now see, this teaches that if you have understanding, you're still going to need advice. It says you've already got understanding. You say, "Well, I understand, I don't need any advice." Then you don't understand. Did you get that? Here somebody has understanding and they're still seeking counsel. You say, well, you know, "I just understand so much about life, I don't need any help." Well, then you don't understand as much about life as what you think. Notice it's wise counsel, not just counsel. Bad counsel means you don't have much understanding. No counsel means you don't have much understanding. Folks, it really doesn't matter how smart we are and how long we've been studying the Bible and how long we've been living. There are going to be times when we're just going to need advice. There's nothing humiliating about getting advice. Matter of fact, getting advice or seeking wise counsel is a sign that you have understanding. You say, "Well, that doesn't make sense. If I had understanding, why would I need advice?" The understanding is that you're not as smart as what you think. That's the part God's trying to get across to you. So, if you're a person of understanding, you'll seek wise counsel. Number two, if you're a person of understanding, you'll be slow to wrath. If you're a person of understanding, you'll be slow to wrath. Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 29, I'll read it to you. And it says this: "He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, But he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. You know, I didn't quite understand that, but here the Bible's saying to us, if we're people of understanding, then we are slow to wrath. You know, and then I got to thinking about it. We lose our tempers when we think we're right and we're challenged. And God said, if you're really a person of understanding, you're going to be slow to wrath. Why? Because if you're right, why do you have to lose your temper about it? Being right does not mean you have to lose your temper. People with understanding learn to keep their cool. Slow to wrath, it even uses the term great understanding. And so when you are blowing your stack thinking you're right, God's saying you don't understand. You're not as right as what you think. You say, well, I'm right about the subject. Yeah, but you're wrong about how you're handling it. So you don't understand as well as what you think you do. Slow to wrath, it says great understanding. Quick to wrath, probably little understanding. I got to looking at these verses on understanding, and I got to realizing, you see, slow to wrath, remember this. Remember, understanding is that ability to break things down into smaller parts so you can grasp what's going on. Now, if you're in a situation, you don't need to blow your stack. What you need to do is slow down, break this thing down into small parts, and get a grip on what's going on, and wrath is not necessary for you to be right. So, number one, if you're a person of understanding, you will seek counsel. Number two, the Bible teaches, if you're a person of understanding, you'll be slow to wrath. Number three, if you're a person of understanding, you can accept correction. You can accept reproof. Let me read to you from Proverbs chapter 15. In Proverbs 15, verse number 32, it says this. It says, he that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. God is telling us here that understanding and reproof are connected. You will develop understanding because of reproof. And if you can take reproof, you are one of understanding. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 25 is another verse that teaches us this. Listen to it. The Bible says in Proverbs 19, 25, smite a scorner, and the simple will beware, and reprove one that hath understanding. He will understand knowledge. Here, you reprove the fool, he just blows his stack and can't take it, but you reprove the one with understanding, and he increases. He does better because of it. So, the Bible's telling us here that if you are one of understanding, you can take being corrected. Why? Well, you're going to have the mental capacity to stop, look at the correction, break it down into small parts, realize the correction is there to help you, not to hurt you. Why would you get mad? But if you're not one of understanding, when the correction comes, you're just going to get all emotional about it. You're going to pout about it. You're going to be offended about it. You're going to be above the correction. Well, I'm one of understanding. I don't need correction. Well, that shows you don't understand. So you don't have as much understanding as what you think. I'm not in need of correction. Now, see, if you can't take correction, you're proving that you don't have understanding. And God tells us a person of understanding can handle reproof. Young people, let me tell you something. Mom and dad go to correct you or go to discipline you, and you just jump all over the place and fight them and throw a fit. You need to get some understanding about you. You ought to mature up and grow up a little bit and realize when mom and dad go to correct you, if you had any sense about you, you let the correction come, because the correction's not coming to destroy you. It's coming to make you. And your problem is you just don't understand. Moms and dads are not correcting because they hate you. They're correcting because they love you. You just don't understand. And so, if you are a person of understanding, you are able to accept reproof. You are able to accept correction. You've been able to mentally break it down and realize the purpose of the correction. And you say, well, then I need that. But you see, if you don't have understanding, you don't break it down, you don't take the time to think through it, you just emotionally respond. So, the Bible is telling us, first of all, people of understanding seek wise counsel, and they know they need to continue to seek advice in life. Number two, A person of understanding, they're slow to wrath. They can break it down. They break their emotions down. They break their response down and say, what's the right way of handling this? And they've broken it down into bite-sized pieces so they can grasp the moment. Thirdly, if you're a person of understanding, you can accept reproof. Number four, if you're a person of understanding, you'll continue to seek knowledge in life. You'll continue to seek knowledge. Proverbs chapter 15, I'll go to verse number 14. Let me read it to you. Proverbs 15, 14, it says, the heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge. Listen to it. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge. This verse is telling us that if you have understanding, you're going to continue to seek knowledge. I think you're going to continue to seek understanding. People with understanding want to continue to learn. Hey, listen, folks, it doesn't matter how long we've been in church. This blessed book, it has so much to offer us. There's still something to learn. I will not tell you who. But the other night, we were at the widow's banquet, and one of our dear sweet widows, Mrs. Owens and I, had hosted them and had a good time with them, had a dance and a rock and roll band, and boy, you should have seen them getting with it. We were hosting that widow's banquet. A dear sweet lady walked up to me, and I considered it a tremendous compliment. She said, she grabbed my hand and she started pat me on the back of the hand, and she said, Pastor, let me tell you, I've been a member of this church for the last 2 or 3 years. I have been in church for 67 years, and I've learned more Bible in the last 3 years than I'd learned in 67 at the other church. You know what? I'm not trying to brag on me. I'm telling you something. She's been in church for 70 years, and she's still learning. I'm bragging on her. I'm bragging on her. You see, here is somebody that is set under preaching for 67, with the 3 years here, 70 years, and she's still learning. I think she has an understanding of the need of man. The need of man is the knowledge of God and the wisdom of God and the power of God. And we never get too well trained. You may go to Martinsburg Christian Academy and go through kindergarten and graduate. And you may go through the sixth grade and graduate out of grade school and go to the high school and graduate out of the high school and go to Old Pass Baptist College and graduate out of the college. But I'm going to tell you something. In life, you never graduate out of the school of God and the need for understanding and the need for wisdom and the need for the Bible. Don't ever get too big for your own britches. Don't you ever get to the point where you've heard it all and you know it all and there's nothing new. That's never the case with the Word of God. Never the case with the Word of God. And the Bible tells us here in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 14, that a person of understanding is still seeking knowledge. You're not full of pride. You don't know it all. You're still seeking training on how to live. And so, one of understanding seeks wise counsel. One of understanding is slow to wrath. One of understanding can handle reproof and correction. One of understanding continues to seek knowledge. Number five, if you're a person of understanding, you live what you have been taught. You live what you've been taught. Again, let me read to you Proverbs chapter 15. The Bible says in Proverbs 15:21, folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly. He walketh uprightly. You see, you're not just to be biblically educated. You're to live biblically. Folks, you know how many people out there know all sorts of things about the Bible, but they don't do a lick of what they're taught? What good is that knowledge? It's to be lived. This is not a book that you study just like a textbook. This is your owner's manual. It's not just to be examined. It's to be lived. That's what it's all about. We, and I think we're all spiritually educated beyond our spiritual character. I think we all know more than what we live, but we ought to be trying. We ought to be trying. Don't you ever, hey, I had a guy say once, oh, there's so much in that book, there's just no way I could live it. I'm not even going to try. He's wrong. He's wrong. Yes, there's so much that we'll never live it all, but we ought to be trying to live it all. We ought to be trying to live it all. And a person of understanding does not just want to learn the facts of the Bible. They don't want to just get knowledge. They want to get understanding. And God said they are walking uprightly. Now, let's go on. Number six. You'll like this. And this is the last point. I don't know how long this point will last, but it is the last point. If you're a person of understanding, you'll know when to shut your mouth. If you're a person of understanding, you'll know when to shut your mouth. I'll read to you. Why don't you take your Bible and turn there? It'll help you. This would be a good verse for some of us to memorize. Proverbs chapter 17. Proverbs 17. Proverbs 17, verse number 28. A person of understanding knows when to shut their lips. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 17, verse number 28, even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Yes, sir. Young people, look at me. I'd recommend some of you get understanding. Good. You children, don't you sass your mom. You boys and girls, when mama's talking, you just be quiet and listen. Yes. Shut your lips. Yes. If you don't get understanding from what the preacher's telling you, mom and dad have a way to help you get some understanding. Yes. Teenager, get you some understanding. Yes. You gotta know when. Yes. You gotta know when to talk. I think, here, God is saying a person of understanding knows when to shut their mouth. You know that it usually only takes one person to end an argument. It just takes one person to end an argument. Oh, and my adults fuss about the dumbest things. On Monday, you fuss about something, and you look back out on Tuesday, and you hope nobody in the world ever hears that you fussed about that because it was so juvenile, so immature. Men of understanding know when to talk and when not to talk. See, what do? Men of understanding break down what's going on in their mind, and they decide what needs to be said, when it needs to be said, how much of it needs to be said, or if it even needs to be said. That's what men of understanding do. Men of understanding, their emotions are not at the tip of their tongue. They've got a harness on it. And they ask themselves, do I say anything at all? Sometimes the best thing said is nothing. Nothing. You know, some of you, you're just looking for a fight. Especially some of you that are married. I just hope she says, I'm ready. I'm loaded for bear. A wise person, a man of understanding, knows when to shut his mouth. Boy, I have watched some people. I'm thinking, I've watched people that are highly intelligent that had no understanding. I watched a kid that was the valedictorian of my high school class, but he could never learn when to shut his mouth. He was always in trouble for disrespect. He was brilliant book learning. He really didn't have much understanding. Didn't know when to shut his mouth. God wants us to be people of understanding. I think the part of this that became most I became most enamored with was the fact that real understanding is the ability to break things down into manageable parts so you can figure out what's going on. And you break it down before you act upon it. You break it down before you lose your temper. You break it down before you move. You break it down before you say your words. Which means that some of you need to slow down, let the Holy Spirit of God control you. You need to see what's happening, and you begin to analyze it scripturally, and you decide, do I say anything or do I not? How do I say it? When do I say it? How do I act upon it? That is what understanding is. God wants us to be people of understanding. He said, a man of understanding walketh uprightly. Proverbs 14:6 is where he said, knowledge is easy to him that understandeth. If you'll break it down, and you get understanding, the knowledge, it just makes sense. You're able to put it together. You're able to make it practical. You're able to make it usable. You're able to make it productive. And that's what God wants. He wants us to take our knowledge, get understanding, and let it develop into the wisdom of God in our lives. Let's bow our heads. Close our eyes. If you're here tonight and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I wish that you would. I wish you'd get saved. If you're not saved, you come tonight. We'll take a Bible and show you how to be saved. If you've been saved and you've never made it public, I wish you'd come tonight. Let's tell the people that you've been saved. If you've been saved and you've never been baptized, why don't you come tonight to follow the Lord in believer's baptism? It might be that there are some people in here, you know what the Bible says, but you don't really understand. But you've got some facts in your head, but understanding has something to do with how you're handling those facts and how those facts are becoming a part of you. If you really want wisdom in your life, you're going to have to get this thing of understanding. You might need, there's somebody you might need to come tonight and say, God, help me with understanding. Give me understanding. Help me develop understanding. I need to learn when to close my mouth. Hey, there are people in here. You've been told that recently. You got to learn when to shut your mouth. Well, that's what the Bible says. Get understanding. Get it. Somebody here needs understanding. Maybe you need to come tonight and say, Lord, give me understanding so I handle my life right. I'm going to ask the instrumentalist to begin to play at this time. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed, our eyes closed. Choir, sing a song of invitation. Understanding will help you at work. Understanding will help you in school. Understanding will help you in the rearing of your children. Understanding will help you in your marriage. Understanding. Mental skillfulness. The ability to break something down to small enough parts that you can grasp it. You can turn it into what it needs to be. The ability to mentally separate things into small parts. Understanding, a proof of it, wise counsel, a proof of it, slow to wrath, a proof of it, being able to handle correction, a proof of it, still seeking knowledge, a proof of it, living what you've been taught, a proof of it, knowing when to keep your mouth shut, when to talk, what to say, who to say it to. That's understanding. Person can have all sorts of knowledge, but not be able to make it practical, usable. That's what understanding will do for you. It's available to children. It's available to teenagers, adults, young Christians, old Christians. Understand. Choir, one more time through the song. Name takers, be sure to be writing so I can read.